But he's a president of a country at war, you know, and he has other priorities. There's a system. Afghanistan now has a government. 14 years ago, Karzai had a very, very difficult job. Ghani doesn't have that. Now he has to choose a cabinet in consultation with Abdullah. And there are a lot of people close to him who are not clean birds, you know, not angels, who are also accused of certain things. So I think that's how people feel about him. I also think that people are questioning, you know, the appointments he made. People expect that he will give a message that there's place for talents, for commitment from, you know, not Ghani's group or Abdullah's group, but from outside of these groups. Because Afghanistan now has a lot of capacity. Like a kid who was nowhere in 2001, today he's like a university student, maybe he's graduated. You know, so he's sending some tough messages to some people. But when you are the president in this country, you're the president of everyone, good, bad, evil, warlord, you know. And I think that there he can just take a very basic lesson from how Karzai did it. Because you cannot wreck this ship too much. You know, we come from a very painful past. 20 years ago, you had a different situation here. So you have to balance different interests in, you know,